this should be stopped before you get any more young people
involved.
Well,
that was my feeling, you know, and I thought, well, the ministers would certainly want any, wouldn't want any of their young folk to wander.
Yes, or anybody
like
else's.
Well, right,
right.
That's, mm-hmm. of course.
This is true. You're Mrs. Gamble?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. And you are contacting the churches?
Yes, I'm calling, just going down the list and calling them because I think it's something that they ought to know about.
Good. I think you're right. Whatever, if you have additional information, I transmit it to the proper authorities.
Right.
And to the churches, too. Sometimes, now, the churches are extremely interested,
mm-hmm.
but we have so many... what should I say, crackpots, I shouldn't use that word, but people who are doing so many things that you almost have to keep hands off.
I understand that.
But in this case, where there's positive proof,
yes.
and there'll be testimony, I think it should be out and exposed to warn people.
I certainly do, too.
And
yes.
I think you're doing absolutely right. And the girl isn't really injured, is she?
Well, no, I mean, but of course, all black and blue.
Yeah.
It was a terrible, traumatic experience, of
certainly.
Course.
Certainly. A very, very bad experience, but something good can come out of it.
Yes,
if you pursue it.
That's true. That's true. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Mrs. Gamble calling. I know you don't know me, but I was calling in regard to something that happened to my daughter yesterday at the... she attended the Unification Church for a few times just to see what it was, and on Olive, the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that, I understand. She disagreed with some of their teachings, and so they beat her with a rubber hose quite severely. And, of course, we are taking legal action, but I was just wondering, you know... if you as a minister had any ideas of what else could be done about such a church as this.
Is this the one that this Korean man is in? You said Moon, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know that much about it, but she's...
Yes. Well, we had those people coming to our congregation at 12th and Hoover trying to get us to join in with them, and we wouldn't have a thing to do with it because they are absolutely twisting the Bible. I have his articles that he wrote that John the Baptist was deluded and...
my goodness.
Oh, some of the things... I don't know how anybody in their right mind could follow that man far off. She went to the church in Los Angeles where they meet, is that it?
Right, and she just, you know, teenagers, so you know how they are. They think they've got to look into everything. Of course, naturally, she will have no part of it now, but I just think this is a... I'm not familiar with her teachings too much.
They beat her because she wouldn't accept it? Is that the idea?
That's right, uh-huh.
Is that right? I never heard of anything like
that.
Well,
I think it's terrible.
Well, you can see how far that would be from the principles of Christ, because when people wouldn't come to him, he wept over them, you know.
Well, yeah,
he didn't beat them.
Well, of course,
he said his heart was broken because they wouldn't come to him.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I never heard of anything like that
at all. Well, I hadn't either, and I thought, well...
You know, I think it might not be bad to write a little piece to the Times, you know, on the page where people write in, you know, their thoughts and everything.
Editorial page, you mean?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just to let people know what's going on.
Right. Well, that does sound like an idea.
That would be the only thing, and that I would know. Do you say you're going to take? Are you going to take legal action?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't blame you for that because my land—they don't even allow them to whip our children in the schools anymore.
Right.
And the church would be the last place it would seem to me where they would want to.
Well, I certainly agree with that, but I thought, you know, your ministers ought to be aware of that because, you know, that's a terrible thing to be happening these days.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't be happening anyhow, but...
Uh-huh. Do you live down in the main part of town, or are you out in this area? I'm in Westwood, you know.
Westwood.
I was just going to say, we'd love to meet you sometime to come to our congregation, 12th and Hoover. Have you ever attended there?
No, I haven't. I just was just visiting here, actually. But
Well, I wish you'd tell your daughter to come over there. We follow the Bible. We do not have any of these creeds, as the other churches write their own creeds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that that's dishonoring the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is enough without having, well, just... Between you and me, the Mormons have their Book of Mormon they go by. Why can't we be satisfied with the Bible is the way we feel about
it. Yeah, indeed, indeed.
And Mrs. Mary Baker Eddy and the Christian Science has their book, Key to the Scriptures. And back in the days of the apostles in the early church, they didn't have any of those books. So if mm-hmm. they could be saved without them, we can too.
Yes, I certainly agree with that.
And mm-hmm. I would be happy to meet your daughter. She would come down there, and I'd like for her to tell our young people just what happened to her. What age did you say she was?
She's 18.
18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Single?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh. And well, they sometimes think they have to look into things for themselves, you know.
I know it.
And it's terrible to have
well,
to learn that way.
That is a terrible thing, and I'm glad you called me about it. But if I were you, I'd just write in there and just simply say, don't send your children there if that's the way they treat them.
Right.
And that will make them get on the beam, I think, more than anything else.
Well, that's certainly a good suggestion, and thank
well,
you so much.
All right, and mm-hmm. You tell your daughter to come down sometime. What is her first name?
Jane,
uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd be happy to meet her, and we have some fine people. We're at 12th and Hoover Street. You know where Hoover is, don't
12th
you?
12th and Hoover, yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just two blocks south of Olympic on Hoover.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll certainly tell her about
yes,
it.
I'll
then.
Be glad to meet her, uh-huh.
Well, thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Yes, this is Mrs. Gamble calling, and he doesn't know me, but I wanted to just explain to him what happened to my daughter yesterday. She attended this Unification Church on Olive, and just been kind of looking into it, and she disagreed with wholeheartedly with some of their teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat her with the rubber hose until she was black and blue. She's
aww.
Just 18. And the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that church, I understand. I'm not that familiar with it at all, but she just thought she wanted to look into it. And I'm just wondering if what he thought the ministers could do with this kind of behavior in a church, or what could be done about that. Of course, we are taking legal action, but
mm-hmm.
Just
wondering. Where you said it was?
It's 635 Olive, Unification Church, and I was just wondering what he thought, you know, if he thought there's anything that he could do, you know, to look into the situation, or I just think that
I don't know, because the world has been such a turmoil now, and
it's
people
true.
Are doing anything. They are professing one thing and doing another,
mm-hmm.
which is very sad, and we have to be so careful.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what his point of view would be on it.
Mm-hmm.
But can I have him call you?
Well, I was maybe I can call him back. I was just about to leave. I have to leave. To pick my daughter up, but perhaps you could leave the message and he at least would be aware of what's happening.
Oh, I sure will.
Okay.
Now, how is your daughter doing?
Well, she's doing fine, but of course she's awfully sore from all the black and blue marks.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it was a...
People are so sad.
You have to learn the hard way sometimes, I guess. You know?
Yeah. You have to tell her she's going to have to be careful.
That's right.
She has to be careful what... environment she goes into.
That's right. Sometimes teenagers are just inquisitive, you know.
That's true.
But it doesn't pay. Okay, thank you so
well,
much.
Well, I hope she get along all right.
Well, I'm sure mm-hmm. she will.
Feel ease to call him back if you like.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Well, I was wondering if I could just leave a message. This is Mrs. Gamble. He doesn't know me, but I wanted to call and ask his opinion on what had happened to my daughter. He might have some advice. She had attended this Unification Church on Olive, you know, a few times.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that. But she disagreed with some of their teachings yesterday. And she came home all black and blue, and they had beaten her with the rubber hose, which I think is really atrocious. Like I say, she'd been there just a few times and just kind of looking into it. But, of course, we're taking legal action, but I wondered if the Reverend, as a minister, had any other ideas as to what could be done with something like this.
You mean the people at the church did that?
I beg your pardon?
The people at the church did it?
Yes, uh-huh. And I just wondered, he, as a minister, what he thought, you know, the churches could do about something like this to expose them, or, you know, at least let... so other young folk wouldn't make that mistake.
That's actually happening.
Right, mm-hmm.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, it's disgraceful.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I wish he was here to talk with you. But
well,
he isn't here.
I'm sorry he's not there, but perhaps you could just leave the message. At least he would know, be aware that this is happening.
Yes, I will. And you said, now what's the name of the church?
Unification Church
at
635 Olive. The Reverend Sun Yat Moon, I understand, is the leader of the group. I'm not that familiar with it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell him about it, and if you should call back, perhaps he'll have an answer for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh. Well, my name is Mrs. Gamble, and...
Mrs. Gamble?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Gamble.
The reason I was calling, I want to relate what had happened to my daughter. She was went to the Unification Church on Olive Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that is run by, or led by the Reverend Sun Yat Moon, and she was just been there a few times just to kind of look into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she disagreed with the teachings. I think the fact that he said they said that he was Jesus Christ or something, and they beat her violently with the rubber hose, so she was black and blue. And of course, we're going to take legal action. But I'm just wondering, you as a minister, would have any advice as to what could be done or what the churches could do?
Excuse me a moment, Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Gamble. Yes. Yes, now.
Just wondered if you had any advice as to what could be done or the ministers could do anything to, you know, to protest this kind of thing or to stop it or whatever. Of course, legal action is being taken, but, you know, I feel that, you know, the churches ought to know about it so it doesn't happen to some of their people or anyone else.
Well, this is a very unusual incident. I certainly don't know about that, what they do in these churches, these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a very strange thing. It's supposed to be a Christian church?
Well, I think it may be sort of a cult thing. I don't know that too much about it, but she was 18, and just, you know how teenagers are sometimes, just kind of want to look into different things, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
But, of course, naturally she found she couldn't disagree with her teaching, and she got beaten for it, so naturally she'll have no part of it anymore.
Oh, I see. Well, this is very odd. We certainly don't know anything about those, you know, churches like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's an awful lot of religions, but, you know, we don't know the workings of them, or what they teach, or what they're supposed to. It would be very strange for a Christian church, church that claimed to follow Jesus Christ, to do something like that to attendance, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I think they have rather far-out teachings, like they think the leader's the Messiah and all this kind of stuff, and that's what she was disagreeing with, you know, because
mm-hmm.
she'd just been there a few times, of course, and didn't know all the the teachings, but...
I can certainly appreciate your concern about something like that. It sounds very strange and odd, and we really couldn't give an account for all the many different religions that we see,
right.
Sex, or what goes on in these different organizations.
Well, speaking of sex, I understand he's been arrested for molesting children, too, so naturally my daughter won't have any part of it, but just...
No, well, what I mean is sex. I mean like sectarian.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah, I misunderstood you.
Yeah, well, yes, it would be very strange to find a, you know, supposedly a Christian church or follow Jesus Christ to do something like that to people attending, you know, the church or whatever it is.
Well, I think it's outrageous myself. I just wondered, of course, legal action will be taken, but, you know, I don't know if there's anything that the ministers can do about it, or at least be aware of it, I guess.
Well, no, as Jehovah's Witnesses, we teach the Bible. We study with people in their own home. I invite them to our Kingdom Hall and our public meetings and let them see exactly what the Bible says.
Right, I see. Uh-huh.
This is what we do, and this is our meetings are open to the public, and many people are coming to an accurate knowledge. It's not a momentary or just or emotional thing, but people, after studying for, well, at least 6 months, people become baptized,
mm-hmm.
as they, you know, as they grow in faith and knowledge. Everything
mm-hmm.
doesn't come all at once. You have to really get an understanding.
Yes, really study.
Yes, you know what the Bible said, and Jesus himself said, in all you're getting, get understanding. That's yes. what it said in Proverbs.
Indeed.
As well.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
So John 17:3 says, this means everlasting life. They've taken in knowledge of you, and the one who you sent forth, Jesus Christ. So taking in knowledge, and the only place that knowledge, true knowledge, could be found is in the Bible. That's why we emphasize studying the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and our conduct, if, you know, is bad, well, we have the answer to Jehovah God and Jesus Christ about things like that. But well, no one would ever have to be feel at least physically being molested in our meetings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is something that, you know, when you told me that sounds rather strange, even for the Christendom. But you can't be too surprised at the things in Christendom, since the people says generally that they are putting less and less emphasis on God's Word, the Bible, nowadays.
Right.
But that's why we stress for a person, you know, an adult, to study the Bible and see exactly what the Bible says. Therefore, we can't go wrong.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, well, thank you for calling. I hope everything turns out all right.
Well, I'm sure it will.
If you ever get an opportunity to have a Bible study with Jehovah's Witnesses, I advise you, I'd like to encourage you to, you know, take advantage of it.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I certainly consider it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
I wanted to relate what happened to my daughter yesterday at the, she attended the Unification Church on Olive. She'd been there just a few times just to see what it was all about. And I guess the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that or something. But she disagreed with some of their teachings yesterday, and they beat her with a rubber hose.
Beat her with a rubber hose?
Yes, until she was quite black and blue all over, needless to say.
How old is your daughter?
She's 18. Of course, we're taking legal action, but I just wondered, as a minister, if you had any other suggestion as to what could be done.
You are taking legal action.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, no, I think what you're doing there is the thing you ought to do. I think that it might be well for you to report your experience with the Unification Church to the Council of Churches here, the Los Angeles Church Federation, and so that they would know about it and that they could pass out the word in their publicity, because I think other churches ought to know about this.
I do too. Save someone else from, she just was kind of curious, you know, and went a few times, but of course naturally didn't agree with them and won't go again, but I think that's a terrible experience.
Where did they meet?
On Olive Street, 635 Olive. Was
635 South Olive?
Yes, uh-huh. And so I, you know, I just...
That's right near the, Olive.
Now, I'm not familiar with the area yet, because I don't live here myself.
635 South Olive is...
Now, it's Olive. I don't know whether it's south or not.
It's off Pershing Square. that's downtown.
But, I just felt that something ought to be done to stop this.
Yes, definitely so.
Well, you suggest the Council of Churches.
Yes, I think that's good.
All right.
Report that.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that you will move very fast in the legal action, because people like that ought to be arrested and exposed to public view.
I certainly agree with that wholeheartedly, and we're certainly going to do that.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Any messes, clean them up, and so on. She attended the Unification Church on Olive, and I guess the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is a leader of that. I'm not too familiar with the teachings and so on, but she did go a few times just to invest, you know, just to see what it was all about. She's 18. And she agreed with some of their teachings yesterday, and she was beaten severely with rubber hose, came home all black and blue.
From where?
Beg pardon?
From where?
From the Unification Church.
Okay, I'll tell you who to call, okay?
Okay.
Let's see, who can we call? Call following number
464-5192. 5192.
Yeah, let's see, who exactly should you ask for? Ask for... I just want to get the right person for you.
Okay.
So you don't have to get, you know, here and there any other place before you get somebody a doctor. Let's see. I would say talk to Ari Marin.
Ari what?
Archie. Marin. And he's a minister of church relations. basically.
Okay.
Yeah, for Scientology.
Okay.
And so you just call that number, and then you're going to have to ask for Artie Marin.
Okay.
And then when you talk to him, like, just tell him what you told me,
mm-hmm.
and that should probably... Oh, no, hold on. I just thought of the person you should really talk to.
Okay.
I thought there was a better person for you to talk to. Talk to Lori Zern. Call same number,
mm-hmm.
same phone number, and ask for Lori Zern, okay?
All right.
And she's in charge of the Social Coordination Bureau.
All right.
For the church, and that's really where this would come under totally. That's
all right.
At the right area, and just give her that information, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Certainly.
Bye.
Bye.
Reverend Ellis?
Ellis?
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
is Reverend Ellis there?
Reverend who?
Ellis.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'll beg your pardon.
That's all. Hello?
Hello, is the Reverend in, please?
Yes, he is.
May I speak with
him? Just a minute.
Hello?
Reverend Sledge?
Yes.
This is Mrs. Gamble calling. I know you don't know me, but...
Miss who?
Gamble.
Gamble?
Yes. I was calling in regards to something that happened to my daughter at the Unification Church, that Reverend Moon's church, yesterday. She I just attended a few times, and she disagreed with the teachings there and things that were being said, and so they beat her severely with a rubber hose because she was black and blue already. Of course, we're taking legal action on that, but I was just wondering if you as a minister had any other suggestion as to what could be done about something like this.
This is a Negro woman, a white woman.
White.
White. And all right. And you said Ms. Gamble, your name.
Yes.
And what church, ma'am?
The Unification Church on Olive. The Reverend Moon is the leader of that church.
Reverend Moon? I heard a lot of talk of him.
I beg your pardon?
I heard a lot of talk of him. The Unification Church.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to get this fax in my mind. And so he was preaching, teaching or something.
I don't know that he was one of their leaders, you know. He's one of their leaders. I guess they kind of worship Reverend Moon or something like that. I don't know that much about it.
You don't know whether he himself, the pastor, or some of his assistants.
Well, I'm sure the Reverend Moon was not there.
So must be an assistant.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's the Unification, the name of the church, and he was preaching.
Right.
And your daughter did not agree.
Right. Right. She.
And what did she? How did she react? Did she get up in the midst of the worship service and let it be known that she didn't agree?
Yes. I think that was the case. Of course, she's rather distraught, so I don't have all the facts. But that was the case.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the foundation so I can see exactly what happened. Now, ordinarily, without knowing the facts, if she said anything at all during the worship service, you know, that was out of order.
That was out of order.
If she said anything at all during the worship service in the way of saying that she was dissatisfied at the service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand she has the right to accept or reject anything being done in the service.
Mm-hmm.
But
not, you say not during the service.
During the service itself, you're not supposed to interfere or interrupt the service. Now, that in itself does not justify other acts that I'm hearing. I'm hearing that she, because of it, somebody beat her. Who was it, somebody who did the beating?
Well, I don't know, somebody that...
From the member of the church?
Yeah, correct.
Well, that's also is wrong. You see, in law, they say two wrongs don't make a right. And sometimes they say the last person to understand had more chance to understand than the first chance, the last chance law, and all that type of thing, too. Mm-hmm. So I think that they really put themselves in a position to be sued or something for whatever assault case it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the person should disagree with the minister, from the pulpit. I think he should reverence his position, not because he's right, not because he's wrong, but because he is in the pulpit.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But even the members, though, ought to have enough common sense to recognize that they have no right neither to assault a person
mm-hmm.
because the person made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your daughter?
She's 18. Then you propose the only thing is legal action, then, right? I mean, just...
Yeah, because you can't take the law in your own hands.
She
probably did do wrong, but you can't take the law in your own hands.
I agree with that. That wasn't what I was proposing, but I just wondered, as a minister, you know, if not of any other council or anything we could go to, you know.
Well, let me see now. What have you done already? You said that.
I beg your pardon?
What action have you taken already?
Well, we're going to get a lawyer and proceed on that grounds. But
could you reconcile the situation without going to court? Have you talked to Reverend Moon?
Well, no, we haven't talked to that to him yet.
It may be y'all could make some type of... reconciliation about the situation among yourselves, and let them know us then, unless some satisfactory compensation be given for this. Is she still on the doctor?
No, she's just resting now. Mm-hmm. She's resting.
Was she badly beaten?
Well, she was, had the bruises all over her body, so I would say that was fairly severe.
Well, I think that... are you a strong member of the church yourself?
No, I don't belong to that church at all.
I mean, his church.
Oh, of my church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What church you go to?
Methodist.
Well, that's really why I'm saying that according to how strong your conviction is about taking your brother to court, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the scriptures, they don't take your brother to unjust court, that type of thing. And that's really why I'm asking whether or not there could be some...
Well, that's a suggestion to consider, indeed, yes.
Yes. And you and Miss who now?
Gamble.
Miss Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your phone number, Miss Gamble?
I don't
one right here. Okay, that's okay. I just wanted to probably, if any other thought comes to mind, probably get back in touch with you.
Well, maybe I can call you a little later in a few days or something.
Yes, they'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.